Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Marketing comes from an idea, and when you have an idea, you have to really dive into what this idea even consists of, what it is, why it matters, why it's even important. Marketing is an idea because it's a thought that comes to mind, and once this thought comes to mind, you have to be willing to put it out to the world. You have to be willing to communicate it. You have to be willing to put yourself out there, because it's just an idea, and to justify the idea, you have to get feedback from others. So with your marketing, when you're putting yourself out there, when you're communicating with others, you're getting feedback, you're getting communication, you're getting information that will help you understand if this is a good idea, a great idea, or an idea that needs to be refined. And by refined, I'm saying something that needs to be reworked on. Marketing is having an idea and taking this idea and putting it out to the world and communicating with others. When you communicate with others with the idea that you have, when others see the idea that you have in your head, they'll be willing to say, yes, it's a good idea. Say, no, it's a bad idea. Say, yes, it's a good idea, but here is what you can fix for your marketing. You see, marketing is just an idea, because when you really dive into what the aspect is of marketing, you're communicating in a way where others can see and understand what your idea is, what it consists of, and the purpose behind it. Hey, what's going on, everybody? If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge podcast. Today, we're talking about marketing, and welcome to and how you can take an idea and put it out to the world, put it out to the universe, and communicate with others in a way where they're going to see, where they can see if it's a good idea, if it's a bad idea, or if it's an idea that needs to be refined. So my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to another episode. Here at Failure's Knowledge, we're speaking about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about marketing strategies, and we're talking about how marketing starts with the idea, and it gets improved from having feedback and communicating with others. So make sure you go ahead and subscribe, and make sure you leave a comment, and wait towards the end to leave your biggest takeaway on how marketing is an idea, on how you're going to start putting an idea out for yourself. So let me go ahead and write this on the board, because we're diving deep today. We're diving extremely deep and saying marketing is an idea. Marketing starts with the idea. Marketing starts with an idea. Idea. Okay. Marketing starts with the idea, because it's a process of thinking about something that you would like to do. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps, and as I was in the Marine Corps, I was stationed there, and we were just going by the day, we were just going by the moment. Like, nothing was necessarily going on to where I had to put all my energy in, but we had free time. I'm trying to figure out what to do with my free time that I had. I didn't really like playing the games. I didn't really like playing video games and watching TVs and watching movies. But what I did wanted to do was just explore an idea that I have. Like, the idea that I have in my head, where did this come from? Why does it matter? And how can I start acting on it now? What I've learned is that every time I have an idea, I act on the idea, and then I learn as I put the idea out to the world. And as I'm learning and getting feedback from others, this feedback has helped me identify why this information is good or why this idea is great or what can be better about it. I remember as I was in the Marine Corps, one day this thought just hit me like, there's a lot of cars here. And we all need car wash because everyone drive, like we're on base. We can't necessarily, we can drive, but that's a distance. Like to go from where I was on base, we had to drive maybe 20 minutes to get to the city. And even then, that city in San Diego, Camp Pendleton, California, is long, it's far. And so when I'm in the unit and we have free time, we get off the day and go to our rooms and go to our barracks, I'm just in the room just thinking, I'm thinking. Instead of me wasting the time that I have, how can I use my time effectively and start doing something? It hit me. There's a lot of cars in this parking lot. There's a lot of Marines, sailors, soldiers. Well, it was at that time it was just Marines and sailors. And there's a lot of personnel here that drive cars. I don't need to watch everybody's car, but I can watch somebody's car. And so when I made my mind up to have an ideal of watching the cars, the opportunity started to open up to me. Like there were so many different opportunities that was revealed to me because I had an idea. Because I thought about this idea and I was thinking of different ways on how to make it even make sense. You see, when I have an idea, I just don't act on it. I think about it for a while to see if it's something good, like if it's a great idea, if it's something that'll be beneficial. So as I'm thinking about looking at all the different cars, at first it just started with the idea. I'm thinking about doing something with my free time. I'm thinking about not wasting the time that I have and just using my time effectively. As I'm trying to identify what I need to do or what I would like to do, there's opportunity right in front of me. There's an opportunity right in front of me because as I'm thinking about occupying my free time, the opportunity is right in front of me for me to be busy. And so what I learned is that when I had an idea, I had to think about it, I had to sit in it, because as I'm thinking about the idea, the answer is going to be revealed. The answer is going to be discovered. See, I had to start with what was in front of me to know that there was opportunity here. I didn't know I was going to be washing cars. I just wanted to do something with the time that I have. That's the first point I want to hit on, is that do something with your free time. No, I'm going to say occupy your free time. Occupy your free time. Your free time. Occupy your free time. And so when I was working long hours. I remember one time we went in probably at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and we got up, around like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night. And when we got off of work, the time that I had was very small, was very minimal. It was like, wasn't even that much time until I had to go back to sleep and wake up and do the same thing over. But the time that I had, I'm just really thinking about what I would like to do, what I want to do, and why I need to do this, and why I can do this. And so when I thought about occupying my free time, the opportunity came to wash cars. So now I'm just thinking about washing cars. As I'm thinking about washing cars, I'm like, okay, what do I need to fully go to clean a car? Like, what does it take to clean the car? And so as I'm thinking about it, as I'm trying to think, and I'm trying to see, I'm trying to understand, I'm like, hold on. The most simplest things that you can use is a towel, water, and soap in a bucket. You got to keep the bucket in the water so it can be soapy. And so when I'm thinking about this, the answers are being discovered because I have an idea that I'm focused on. I have an idea that I would like to pursue. I have an idea that has my interest, because what's happening is that as I'm thinking about doing something to occupy my free time is being wasted because I have no idea what I'm doing. You see, when you're marketing yourself, you have to start with the idea that you have to know that the idea that you're preparing for, it will reveal different answers to you. It's just an idea. It's just a thought. It's just something that's in your mind. But when you occupy your free time, you're letting your mind wonder about things that you can possibly do. You're letting your mind explore opportunities when the opportunities are right in front of you. When the opportunities are right in front of you. I remember when we, every Thursday, we had a day called, what was it called? Field Day. I think it was called Field Day. And to break it down, to break down what the field day was that everybody in the Bears, everybody was staying in that particular area, had to clean up the entire, it's kind of like an apartment, but it's called Bears, but entire place where we was living. So what they'll do, they'll bring everybody to the front, and they'll say, okay, guys, what's going up? Guys, and they'll say, what's going on, everybody? And so today, we're going to be cleaning this, that. Today, we're going to be cleaning this, that. But you're going to be cleaning and not playing, not wasting your time, but you're going to be cleaning. The faster y'all get done, the faster we can go back to our rooms. And so it hit me as we cleaning up the where we were standing at, we're cleaning up. But we got the brooms, we got rags, we got Windex or bleach to clean around and to make the area clean. And with the proper measurements, right? Not proper measurements, but with the proper work from it. And so as we're cleaning the area, there's cars out here that needs the same type of cleaning. The ideal came from me trying to occupy my free time, from me trying to use my time effectively, so I'm not wasting the time that I have. And so as I'm looking at these cars, there's more. Some of these cars are really dirty. Like they are really dirty, and they need to be cleaned. And I was just the guy for it because I was the one willing to do the work. I was the one willing to do the cleaning because I knew there was opportunity here. In fact, I didn't even know it was called opportunity. I just knew it was an ideal. I knew it was an ideal because it was something I was thinking about. And as I'm thinking about this particular thing, opportunity got discovered to me. So what happens is that when you start thinking about opportunity, when you start thinking about ways to occupy your time, how you occupy your time is even more important because it shows that you're doing something that you're thinking about. As you're thinking about doing something, the answer is going to come to you, and as it comes to you, it's going to show that you're on the right path. It's going to show that you're on the right path, and since you're on the right path, you have to keep thinking of different ways to make this idea come to reality. So as I'm thinking about different ways for this idea to be a reality, I have to really just sit in my thoughts like, what all do I need? What do I need to go get? How much will it cost? Well, like, I'm thinking about this. I'm concentrating on it. And as I'm thinking and focusing on it, it's just an idea. Marketing is just an idea. You have to think of something that you would like to put out to the world, put out to other individuals, and put out yourself, because when you have an idea, you're the only one that can hear it because it's in your head. You're the only one that can see it because it's something that you're thinking about on a daily basis. You're the only one that is focused on something that you're thinking about. For you to get others to think about something that you're thinking about, which is an idea, you have to be willing to market yourself. You have to be willing to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to communicate with others to say, this is my idea. This is what I would like to do. This is what I'm doing. And when you start speaking about your idea, people will say, I need that. People would say, yeah, my car is dirty. As my car is dirty, I need for it to be washed. But I just don't want to wash it myself. You see, marketing is putting yourself out there because you have an idea of what you would like to focus on. I remember the name that I came up with as I was washing the cars. And it was called The Journey of a Car Wash. Because a car goes from clean to dirty. And it goes from dirty back to clean. That's a journey itself, because to wash a car, you have to have attention to detail. You have to have patience, and you have to be willing to commit to the process. You see, when I first told someone about the idea about me washing cars, he said, man, you can wash my car. He said, yeah, man, you can wash my car because my car needs to be cleaned. And when he told me that, I'm like, hold on. This idea seems like it appears to be working. And even though it's the idea, I'm able to wash somebody's car. It wasn't my car. It was somebody else's car. You see, I had an idea, and I start to market myself because I was speaking to other individuals. As I'm speaking to other individuals, I'm asking different questions like, hey, do you need your car washed? Do you need your car washed, and can I be the one that washes it?
If you do, let me be that guy. You see, having an idea is so much important. It's even more important because you have to find a way to market yourself. You have to find a way to put yourself out there. Having an idea is just a thought. But to take action on what you're thinking, you have to be willing to communicate to others. You have to be willing to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to say, hey, I have this idea. I don't know if it's a good idea. I don't know if it's a bad idea. But this idea I've been thinking about. So I just want to come and tell you about it. You see, when you market your idea, you're getting feedback in real time. You're getting a conversation in real time, and it helps you continue to understand what this idea even consists of. Why this idea was even important, and how you can start doing it. You see, I wasn't worried about how I can do it. I was worried about what do I need. It wasn't the fact how much time do I have. What time do I have and what time can I use effectively? Right now we get the weekends off. Okay, let me worry about the weekends and start washing cars. You see, what I didn't recognize is that when I committed to the idea lasted even longer. The first time I washed the car for maybe 3 hours. I washed the car for 3 hours because I was so happy to wash this car. You see, I had the idea and the concept came when I was putting myself out there asking, can I wash your car? Can I wash your car? See, I got a business card called The Journey of the Car Wash. You see, if you just want your car washed, all you got to do is just send me a message and give me a call. I'll be there to wash your car. You see, when I start to really put myself out there, put the idea to others, others start saying, I need this idea. You see, when you're marketing yourself, others will say that they need the idea that you are thinking about. But it's finding the need, and it's finding the issues, and it's finding the problems that people are struggling with. You see, when you have an idea, it's an idea because it's something that you're struggling with. To market your problem, to market your struggle, you have to be willing to solve the issue. So at the time, I was willing to wash my car. At that time, I had a BMW. I had a 2013 BMW. Hold on, what was it? A 2013 535 BMW. That car was so clean. I ain't never had a dream car or nothing like that. But when I got this car, it became my dream car. You see, when I first got the 2013 535 BMW, when I first got it, it was so exciting. I was so excited because I didn't even have a dream car. But when I got this car, this was my favorite car. And so I remember one time, as soon as I got the car, I'm taking pictures of it. I'm taking a photo of it. I have it like I'm inside of it. I'm driving. And then when it got to nighttime, I said, I want to just go for a drive. Because if you got a BMW inside the car, it has orange lights in it. I'm from a small town, Little Rock, Arkansas. I ain't never been in this type of car. But I like this type of car. You see, I didn't have a dream car, but this dream car. But I didn't have a dream car, but this car became my dream car because it was so nice. It was so smooth, and it looked so good. So I wanted to take care of this car because it was now my dream car. You see, as I'm driving the 2013 535 BMW, I'm driving at night, and the sun is setting, and it's getting darker by the second. And as it's getting darker by the second, I'm able to see the lights, the orange lights come on this BMW. And as I'm driving so smooth, I'm driving so slow, I'm driving because I like this car. You see, this car became more than just a car. It became my dream car because I liked it even more. It was one time, I had bought some, when you open the door, like it has the lights that shines on the ground of the logo of the car or something like that. And so I saw that. I said, ooh, that's nice. I said, ooh, I want that. I said, yeah, I want that. So I got that. I got the I think it's called like emerald lights or car lights. As you in the car, you open the car door, the lights just shine right upon it. Like it shined the logo. And as it's shining the logo, it represents a dream car. You see, when I saw the light, I said, "Ooh, that's hard." But then when I installed it, I was able to really see the dream. You see, the dream car became a car that I liked because it was nice. It was smooth. It was something that I've never been a part of. I'm from a small town, Little Rock, Arkansas. I wasn't necessarily around foreign cars. And I didn't even know what foreign cars even was at the time, so it was a surprise to me when I start seeing it. You see what happens when I start driving this 2013 535 BMW. I'm driving it around, but I want to take care of this car because now this is my dream car. As I'm driving it around, I want to keep it clean. As I would like to keep it clean, I have to be the one to wash it. I don't feel like going and driving 20 minutes just to get a car wash and come back another 20 minutes. So in all, I'm probably out for an hour and a half just to get a car wash. If I can get a car wash where I'm at, if I have an idea to wash my car where I'm at, my problem should be solved. My problem should be solved and I shouldn't be struggling. So that's what I did. I started washing my 2013 535 BMW. I start washing it myself. I start taking care of it. I start paying attention to it. And as I'm paying attention to my car, there were so many different opportunities around me. Because there's a lot of people that's not even paying attention to their cars and just let their cars get dirty. You see, I had an idea when I got the dream car, the 2013 535 BMW. It became my dream car because I really liked it. And so I wanted to take care of something that I enjoyed. You see, as I'm taking care of the car, as I'm washing the car, as I'm paying attention to the car, as I'm recognizing the details, every week I would like to wash my car. Every week I would like to wash my car. And every week I did wash my car. And it got to a point where there were so many different cars around me that wasn't even washed. That was dirty as I'm washing my car. There was cars collecting dust. There was cars collecting no soap. And it was cars that really needed to be clean. You see, my first idea that I had was that I wanted to wash my car because I liked my car. And I thought my car was the best car in the lot. So the idea that caused me to really think deeper is that since I have free time, what can I do with this free time rather than just wash my car? As I'm recognizing the time that I have, I see the opportunities. I see the other cars. I see there's other people here. And you see, when you have an idea and you market your idea, now you're communicating to others. It's important to market your idea because others will not understand what you're thinking. Others can't think about what you're thinking because it's just not impossible. Reason being is because people just can't read minds. And so when I made my mind up to start washing my car, not just my car but other people's cars, it took time away from me washing my car. You see, I had a 2013 535 BMW. And it wasn't even my dream car, but it became my dream car because I was taking care of it. I was taking care of it. I was washing it. I was cleaning it. I was maintaining it. And other people need their car washed, their car paid, car cleaned, and their car maintained. So I became the guy that maintained their car. Reason being, because I had an idea. I had the problem, the same issue, because I didn't feel like driving far. I didn't feel like going off of where I was, getting uncomfortable, just be out for an hour and a half just to wash my car. You see, when I start to understand that this idea is not the only idea that I have, others are thinking about it, but what's the solution? There's a book called Focused on the Problem and Not the Solution. And this book is so incredible because it shows that if you focus on your problem, you're able to identify what other problem. Hello. If you're able to focus on your problem, you're able to identify what others are struggling with. Because at some point, at some time, you had the same problem. You see, when you have an idea to help others, when you have an idea to put yourself out there, when you have an idea to communicate with others, you have to be willing to market yourself every single day. It's not the fact that you have to communicate with yourself. It's the fact that you have to share your idea with others so others can see the idea that's in your head. And so when I start to really pay attention to how people was driving their cars and they really weren't taking care of it, it taught me that I had to occupy my free time, because my free time is where I can bring this idea to life. This idea can be brought to life, but what am I doing with the time that I have? What am I doing with the time that I have for free? I stopped having the time that I have for free and start making money from washing car wash. I mean, from washing cars. Reason being, because I knew I had an idea. I understood the problem that I had. And as I understood the problem that I had, I knew I can help others because I was willing to work. I was willing to do the work. I was willing to go get the equipment. I remember I went to Walmart, and when I went to Walmart and I got a vacuum cleaner, that joke was like maybe $98. It was $98. I got some soap, I got some rags, I got a hand wash, and I got some hose. And so what this made me do, what this helped me do, was wash cars effectively. Not just with my hand, or not just with the water, like really get in the groove of just washing it down, or just cleaning it, or vacuuming it out. And I got to a point where when my idea wasn't no longer in my head anymore, because I was doing what I was thinking about. The journey of a car wash was a great name. And I'm passing out my business cards. I'm passing out me. And I'm putting myself out there because I was the one that was committed to this process. I was the one that was committed to this journey because it was my journey that I was going through. The journey of a car wash should be actually the journey of Terrell Humphrey. You see, when you have an idea, you have to be willing to put it out there. You have to be willing to market yourself. By marketing yourself, I'm saying you have to communicate in a way where people can see what you're thinking about. People can understand why you're thinking about this. People can recognize the problem that they have. You see, when you're marketing, you're not only just communicating to yourself. What's happened is that this idea that you have, you start to communicate with other individuals that share the same problem, that share the same issue, that share the same struggle. Why is that important? Because you have to recognize, when you have an idea, when you have a question, when you have a problem, you're not the only one that's going through this problem. You're not the only one with this question. You're not the only one that's thinking about this idea. You just have to be the only one that solves the problem. You see, marketing is identifying how you can solve a problem by first solving it for yourself. By first solving it for yourself, because when you solve it for yourself, you can now help others. Your idea is so important because your idea sparks something in you. Your idea makes you recognize the time that you have. It forces you to think about the time that you have, because the time that you have might not seem like a lot, but it's enough for you to do something with it. It's enough for you to focus on the time that you have, for the free moments, for the free weekends, for the free days that you're off, and to recognize what you're doing with the time. What are you doing? How you occupy your time? When you occupy your free time, you start to recognize the ideas that you have. Everyone was thinking about the same thing. You see, life shows that when you're on the right path, when you discover your idea, this is not the only idea that you will discover. This is not the only idea that you will discover. Because you have to continue to communicate with others. And as you communicate with others, you see the power of your idea. You understand how this idea can help others, because you're willing to help yourself first. But you have to be willing to help yourself first to recognize that you're putting yourself out there in a way that's going to connect you deeper. It's going to connect with you deeper. You see, I want to show the car. Let me see. I want to show the car that became my dream car. I want to show that, because that joker was nice. 2013 535 BMW. Oh, yeah. 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 Let me share this screen right quick. I'm going to try to find the one that I had because that car was different. That car was good. That car was good. Let me see. I'm going to put dark gray. Dark gray. Yeah. Yeah. Yo, this the one right here. I had that car. I had that car. That was the one. That was the one. That car was good. That car was good. I ain't gonna even lie, that car was nice. But then the 2013, the car that I was driving at the time was a 2013 535 BMW. And it was a nice car. Until the car started having issues. When it started having issues, it became my least likely car because it kept being in the shop. I kept having to go take it to the shop because it wasn't fixed. I didn't even know what was wrong with it. But what I did know is that the niceness, I don't even know if niceness is the word, but how nice the car was, I had to pay for the nice car because it kept being in the shop. And as it's in the shop, I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting annoyed. Because at first it was just a thought that I just want another car. I just want another car. Because in all honesty, I should have kept the 2009 Chrysler 300 that I had. I should have kept that one. But what happens is that when you have an idea for something, you really act on it. I really start to act on it because I have to be able to communicate it. The next point I want to hit on is that you have to communicate your idea. Communicate your idea. To market yourself and to put yourself out there, first, you have to have an idea. And by idea, I'm saying you have to recognize what the problem is. And when you recognize what the problem is, you have to solve it for yourself first. When you solve it for yourself first, you have to be willing to understand that this idea came from something. And as it came from something, you're able to solve it for yourself. See, when you market yourself, you're marketing the problem because you're the one that went through the problem. What I've learned is that when you communicate an idea, you're putting yourself out there in a way where others can raise their hand and say, I share the same problem as you. But what happens is that we're not communicating with others and the idea just stays in our head because we don't think we're good enough. We don't think our idea is good enough to be shared because we're talking ourselves out of it. We're talking ourselves down from it and we're talking ourselves from actually communicating the idea to others. You see, the greatest reward that I learned, the greatest lesson that I've gained to learn is that you develop the greatest lesson from speaking to strangers, from speaking to people that you don't know, from speaking to individuals who you've never met before. Because they have a wealth of knowledge. They have knowledge that they have experienced and lived through. But what happens is that I was so comfortable with where I was at. When I started to speak to strangers and people that I didn't know, it wasn't challenging, but I had to really put myself out there to communicate with others. Reason being, because I didn't know what to ask. I didn't want to sound like I didn't know what I was talking about, know what I was speaking about. But what I did want to do is just I just wanted to put myself out there in a way where I can just gain some information. So back in 2021, I started my Failures Knowledge podcast. And when I started the podcast, I reached out to a countless amount of people just trying to have a conversation with them. You know, just what is your story? What have you been through? What have you overcome? Like, I want to learn. And as I continue to be in the podcast realm or the podcast space, I was beginning to learn about new individuals. I started to learn about strangers that I've never met before. I got introduced to people, and when I got introduced to them, I was learning countless amount of information. The idea started with me starting a podcast, but first I had to learn what a podcast even was. So I went and paid for a course. And when I paid for this course, in fact, I called my brother Malik. And I'm like, hey, man, there's this course. There's this podcast course. And they teaching you about podcasts, man. Like, I think this is going to be good. I think this can be a good course. I think it can be phenomenal. So I'm calling him. I'm like, hey, man, I think this is going to be a great opportunity for us to learn something new. And so he was like, okay, bet, let's do it, man. And so the course is like $197. I put $100 up, he put $100 up, or whatever that equates to. It was 50-50. And so we both got the course. And what I recognized over the time, over the years, over the months, I was the only one using it, which wasn't bad, but it was my idea. And so when he paid, when we both paid for it, a couple months later, or a year later, I paid him the other half. Because I saw that he wasn't using it as much as I was using it. It was the idea that I wanted to learn more about it. But as I learned more about speaking to a camera or speaking to a microphone, it was me creating a podcast. It was me producing a podcast. It was me having an idea to start a podcast. You see, what happens is that when you have an idea, you never know where this path is going to lead you. You never know where this opportunity is going to take you. You never know where the growth is going to come from, because you have to be willing to communicate to others to make this idea come to life. What happens is that you really start to understand that communication never ends. When you're communicating with others, when you're communicating your idea, it never ends, because you have to continue to market yourself, or you have to continue to put yourself out there, or you have to continue to communicate in a way where people will see and understand your idea. And so as I'm putting myself out there to communicate with others, I start having interviews. I start interviewing other successful people that had some level of success that I saw on social media. And as I'm reaching out to them, I'm asking, can I get to know you just a little bit better? Can I get to know your story just a little bit better? But all this started from an idea. And the idea starts to grow so much. The idea starts to expand so much. The idea starts to stretch you more than you can ever imagine, because you just had an idea when the rubber band was just so close. You see, it takes an idea for you to learn something new. When you learn something new, you have to understand that this new is preparing you to communicate more. When you communicate more, you really have to understand that you're communicating in a way that's going to help you share your idea. And as it's helping you share your idea, you really have to understand that you have to express yourself to others, because when you're expressing yourself to others, you're communicating. When you communicate your idea and people start to see what's in your mind, when people start to see what you're thinking about, when people start to understand what's in your head, you start to really communicate in a way where you're marketing yourself. And a half a decade ago, I knew nothing about marketing. I knew something about social media, but I knew nothing about marketing. I knew nothing about communicating. I just knew something about making videos. I knew nothing about marketing, but I knew something about just recording and talking to the camera. You see, it's the same concept, but it's mentioned differently. It is different terminology for it, because now you have a better understanding of something that you're doing. You have a better understanding of the idea. When you market your idea, you're communicating with others. You see, the reason why that's so important, the reason why that's so vital, the reason why that's needed is because people can't read your mind. People can't read your mind. When people can't read your mind, you have to be willing to communicate your mind. You have to be willing to speak up your idea. You have to be willing to communicate with others to say, this is my idea. And since this is my idea, I want to share it with you. I would like to get feedback from you. I would like to explore what you think about the idea and see if it's something that you like. You see, marketing is more than just saying that you're communicating with others. Marketing is connecting with others to say that the idea that I have is the problem that I went through. It's the problem that I went through. I remember I started training with my trainer when I was staying back in Little Rock, Arkansas. And when I started training with my trainer, and I asked him one day, I said, so what made you get into fighting? He said, man, I used to get bullied. He said, man, I didn't want to get bullied no more, so I started to learn how to fight. And so now that I'm the trainer, a trainee, the trainer is training me how to fight, not so I don't get bullied, so I know how to defend myself. You see, the reasons are different. The reasons will not be the same. But the ideal will come together. You see, what happens is that when you are putting yourself out there, you're showing others that it's okay to communicate your idea. You have an idea, I have an idea, they have an idea, we have an idea. We all think of ideas, and we market ourselves and we communicate the idea. We are effectively growing because we're putting ourselves out there. We're putting ourselves out there, and as I'm learning how to fight, as I'm learning how to jab, as I'm learning how to hook, as I'm learning how to move my feet, it's a different type of effort that I have to put in because I was used to playing football. Football, you don't have to be that technical. You don't have to be that smooth. You just have to know your assignment. You see, when you understand your idea, you recognize what the assignment even is. You see, when you communicate your idea, you're not only communicating it, you're recognizing what it even is. When I started learning about business in the beginning of 2024, I started learning about business to understand the language, to understand the work, to understand what it consists of, to understand like the importance of, to understand like what business actually was. And so as I'm learning about business, I'm learning that it matters what it consists of. It matters the problem that you solve. It matters how you were solving this problem. You see, when you recognize the idea, the problem gets discovered to you again. The problem gets brought to you because you are thinking about an idea that you're thinking about. So all this terminology about marketing, about business, about communication, I knew nothing about that until I started learning about that. You see, when you communicate your idea, you have to be willing to give yourself time to learn what you are communicating. You have to give yourself time to give yourself permission to be okay with learning the idea. Because what happens is that marketing starts with the idea, but it doesn't end with the thought that's in your mind. What happens is that when you communicate with enough amount of people, they start to recognize what your idea is and start to connect with the problem. I remember as I was in this business course this past year, as I'm in this course, they said, now you have to go speak to the customer. Now you have to go out and speak to strangers and see if they have the problem that you would like to solve. When you go speak to the strangers, write down and see if they respond to the question correctly. Write down and see their response. Write down and recognize what their response was. At that time, I didn't recognize I was marketing. And so I remember the first question that I asked when I went out, because at the time I was focused on social media because I had an idea around social media. And the first question that I asked, it was, so when the last time you got on social media? And they chuckled, they laughed. They said 2 minutes ago. And I was like, okay, no problem at all. Okay, I said, okay, so the last time you got on social media, what did you gain from that? Was it entertaining? Was it motivational? Was it educational? What did you get from the last 2 minutes that you was on social media? And they said it was for entertainment. You see, at the time when I was in this business course, they're telling us to go seek go put yourself out there and communicate with others and see if you have a good idea. And see if you need to change the questions you have. And see if you need to refine what you have on your paper so you can identify what needs to be there. But to recognize what needs to be there, you have to have an idea. The reason why that's so important, because an idea is just in your head. Then when you start acting upon it, it gets confirmed that it's a good idea. It gets confirmed. It's a great idea. It's a great idea because others can connect with it. And so when I asked the students on the campus that I was going around speaking to, I'm asking them, so what do you use social media for? First, I'm asking, I say, okay, look, this is a survey and there's only 5 questions. I'm only going to ask 5 questions because I just want a better understanding of if I have the right topic or if I have the right idea. So I'm going around to different people. I'm asking different questions and I'm getting involved in different conversations. And then one time, I'm asking questions to a group of people, and the group of people is responding in a way was confirming my idea. When you communicate your idea, you're confirming if it's a good idea and or a bad one. Because it matters about the problem that you would like to communicate. Marketing is identify the problem. When you recognize the problem that you would like to solve, you go out and communicate it. The struggle is recognizing what the problem even is. What the problem consists of, who you would like to help, because you don't want to be too broad, because you can't help everybody. But you can help enough people with the same problems that you have. Excuse me. And so I remember in one of the classes, the instructors that was like, Terrell, they said, who's your customer? I said, everybody. Everybody needs marketing. Everybody is not on social media, so everybody is my customer. They said, Terrell, they say everybody can't be your customer. I'm like, what you mean? Everybody that has a business, can be my customer. They said everybody can't be your customer because sometimes they don't qualify to be your customer. They say they can't be your customer because sometimes they don't have the problem that you're trying to solve. They say sometimes they can't be your customer because you're trying to solve the wrong problem. And then when they told me that, it just really made sense. And so I'm asking questions. So what do you mean? Like everybody has marketing problems. Like they need more customers. They want to have more business. Like how does everyone do not need marketing? Does not need marketing. You see, they don't need it because they don't have that problem that you solve. I said, ooh. At the time, it didn't really make sense to me. At the time, it was confusing to me because I'm still stuck on everyone who has a business. Why aren't they on social media promoting their business? It was the fact that I said everyone that made me confused. Everyone is not in business. Everyone does not have a podcast. Everyone does not use social media. So who has this problem? You see, when I start to pay attention and really understand it, I'm really just sitting there thinking about, what does that even mean? What does that even mean? Everybody need marketing, but everybody can't have marketing? Everybody need marketing, but everybody can't have it? Like, I'm confused. I'm trying to figure out why it matters. Then it hit me one day. When I was about to go to University of South Florida, like, it was in December of 2023, and in January of 2024, I wanted to go to University of South Florida. And so I called the school. I called the administration's office. And I say, hey, I want to get my degree in this particular subject, which was business management. I would like to get this business management degree that I think I just got interest for. And so the guy proceeds to tell me that the gentleman that's working in the admissions office, he proceeds to tell me, he say, sorry, you can't get major. Okay, this is what it's called. He said, you can't get in this major because you don't have an associate's degree to get into the program. So I'm like, what? What do you mean? What does that even mean? And so he proceeds to say, you don't have an associate's, so you can't get into the program. But if you had an associate's, you can get into the program. Or enough credits. If you have enough college credits, you can get into the program. I'm like, how many credits do I have? He said, you got 32. I'm like, how many credits are you supposed to have? He said, you're supposed to have 60. I said, but I can't get into the program with 32 credits. Like, it's 32 credits. It's not like I'm starting over, but I have 32 credits. He said, yeah. this is what you can do. You can go to a community college, and then once you go to community college, you can come back to the University of South Florida, and then you can get into the program. And at the time, I'm like, that don't make no sense to me. So I'm asking the same question maybe 7 times. I asked the same exact question in different ways 7 different times so I could fully understand it. But I was communicating with him. I was communicating that I would like to pursue this particular major. And what a major is a subject that your major that you focus on in college. I want to major in this particular subject. I don't want to major in anything else. I want this subject to major in. And he's telling me, you don't qualify. He's telling me, you don't qualify. And when you market your idea and you communicate with others, some people won't qualify for the idea that you are trying to solve. Because it just don't qualify. And when you recognize why they don't qualify, you have to understand that everyone is not going to be qualified. And he hit me. I said, I understand now. I understand. Because you can't help everybody. Yet you can help the ones that understand the problem that you like to solve. That's the last point I want to hit on. It's to understand your idea. Understand your idea. Understand your idea. Idea. Understand your idea. In other words, understand the problem that you have dealt with, that you have experienced, that you have went through, to know that it can be solved once you solve it for yourself. Once you solve it for yourself. I remember I stayed in San Diego County when I was in the Marine Corps. And when we went in 2020, that's crazy. In 2020, got my first place, right? And as the bed was going up, so the stairs was like, it was hard to round, like, it was hard to move up the stairs because the space was so small. So as soon as you come in, you have to go and then go up the stairs. And so as we was moving in, we had the bed. But the bed, the box spring couldn't turn. It couldn't turn. And so as we're trying to go up the stairs, we end up, as we are going up, the back end of the box spring, it like pushed the wall in, and now the wall has a dent in it. Like, not necessarily a dip, but a hole in it. And so, I go on YouTube. One day I go on YouTube, I'm like, okay, let me try to fix this. Let me try to fix this hole in the wall because it should be easy to fix. And so, as I'm trying to fix this hole, I'm on YouTube watching the video. And the guys is on YouTube demonstrating how to fix this issue. I don't comprehend it. I don't understand it. I don't even think I fully watched the video. I probably watched 30 seconds of it. Was like, okay, cool, I got it. I go to Home Depot and I buy the equipment to replace the hole that's in the wall. They said I need another drywall. I need another, I don't know all the tools I need. But I need to get it so I can be able to cover the hole. And so they say, first you need to cut a square out. I'm like, okay, cut the square out. Cut the square out. Then like, I'm there all day trying to make sure it's smooth, trying to make sure it's even, trying to make sure that it's a square. And so as I'm cutting it out, as I'm shaping it up, as I'm trying to fix this hole in the wall, the hole in the wall is taking all day to fix because I have no idea of what I'm doing. And so as I'm trying to fix this hole, I just make the hole even bigger because I don't know what I'm doing. I just made the hole even bigger because I have no idea of what I'm doing because it wasn't a problem that I was focused on. And so as I'm trying to fix the hole ain't getting fixed because I don't know what I'm doing. And so I'm trying to fix it. I got the wood. They told me to buy some wood to screw the screws in. As you put it up, you got to screw the screws in. And then you got to put the other additional drywall on. And then you got to use the material to cover up the cuts. But as I'm doing this, I'm not doing it right because it's a problem that I'm not familiar with. It's an idea that I wasn't even thinking about. I wasn't even studying. I wasn't even focused on it. It was an idea that just happened. Like, it was a problem that just happened. And I thought, just because if I go on YouTube, I'll be able to fix it. If I go on YouTube University, I can go to university and graduate with knowing how to replace this hole in the wall. You see, the hole in the wall can only be replaced if the person that's replacing it understands what they're doing. Because they understand the idea and the problem that they're solving. There was a problem to have a hole there. But so what we did, we got a mirror that matches the size of the wall. That matches the size of the hole in the wall. Reason being, because if I can't fix it, we might as well not even look at it. You see, what happens is that when you try to fix things that you're not focused on, when you have an idea that you're not paying attention to, when you have a problem that you haven't solved for yourself, how can you go around helping others to solve that particular problem? Because it matters with the idea that you have. It matters on a problem that you would like to solve. Because a problem can be solved if the problem is something that you're paying attention to. See, I want to look up the definition of problem. Because to recognize what the definition of problem, we have to understand what it is. And it says a matter or situation regarded as unwelcome or harmful and needing to be dealt with and overcome. Overcome. When you have a problem, you have to be willing to overcome that issue, that problem, that idea, because you have to be the one to solve it for yourself. You have to be the one to solve it for yourself, because as you are the one that's solving it for yourself, you identify what type of reason that is. You see, when you understand your reason, you understand your... You see, when you understand your reason, when you understand your idea, you understand the reason behind it. When you recognize the problem, you notice that you're the one with the problem. You're the one with the problem because you're able to solve this issue. I remember when I went to Missouri training. Well, in the Marine Corps, I went to Missouri training for like my school training. And so as I'm there, Missouri is very cold. Like, it's very windy. It's very cold. It's very, like, the weather there is different. And so as we there, as we get situated with the place, as we there, as we focused, as we getting out our gear. I remember one time we was just in line. Like, we was in line, about to go eat, about to go have chow. Chow is to eat, or the cafeteria. And so as we're there, standing there, the wind is blowing. The trees is blowing and going in a different direction. And it was a group of us just standing in the cold. As we're standing in the cold, the wind is hitting us and it's cold. It's freezing and the wind won't stop. You see, what happens is that when you don't recognize a problem that you're trying to solve, the wind is just going to be moving you because it's a problem that you're not paying attention to. See, even though we was cold, even though we couldn't do nothing, the person that was over us said, man, y'all can't wear y'all extra layer of clothing because y'all just going to be cold today. And we was cold that day. Reason being, because we didn't understand the problem. We didn't understand that we can even solve the problem. Because it wasn't in our control. In fact, it was in the person that was ahead of us. He was in control. You see, as the wind is blowing and it's cold, how do you manage to focus on something that you can't even pay attention to? You see, when you market yourself, you have to be willing to communicate what you're thinking. You have to communicate what you have controlled. You have to be willing to communicate in a way where others will see the problem and recognize that the problem that they're having is a problem that you're communicating. It's a problem that you're solving. It's an idea that you thought about. Because to market yourself, you have to be willing to communicate to others. When you communicate to others, you start to put your idea out to others, and you start to recognize that it's something that can help them. It's something that can help them because you solved it yourself. You're the one that's in control of it. You're the one that's paying attention to it. You're the one that's learning it. Because as you're learning this problem, just like in the definition, problem means to overcome, you have overcame the issue. You have to be willing to overcome the idea that you're currently going through to understand as you're going through a problem, you've made it through. You've seen the other side because you're able to overcome the issue. You see, when you have an idea, the idea is good. But what are you doing with the idea? The idea can't stay in your head. The idea can't stay in your mind. You have to be willing to communicate with others to market yourself effectively. You have to speak to a lot of people, a lot of individuals to know as you're speaking to them, you're marketing yourself. And see, when you're marketing yourself, you have to occupy your free time because the time that you have, it might not seem like a lot. But if you use the time that's free, your time that you have will become a lot. You see, the reason after you do that, you have to communicate your idea. And once you start communicating your idea, keep communicating your idea because people will start to pay attention to what you're speaking about. People will start to pay attention and recognize how you're speaking about it. People will start to pay attention. The way you're speaking about this idea is a problem that they're currently going through. And so when you start to do that, you start to understand your idea, and when you recognize the idea and problem that you would like to solve, now you can go help others. And when you help others, you have to continue to market yourself effectively so others can raise their hand and say, I have that problem, I have that idea, I have that issue, and someone has solved this problem. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button and let me know in the comments, what is your biggest takeaway on how your biggest takeaway around marketing your idea to put yourself out there to others. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway from marketing your idea. I would love to read it. I would love to engage with it. And make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave a review. If you're on Apple, click the three dots right there and go to show, and it should be say, and it should say review. Leave a review right there. Because if this touched you in a way, your idea would be brought to life even more because you're able to market yourself. I appreciate y'all.